Hi, welcome to Gray Matter Video, an industry leader in videotape rental, and only mostly because they don't exist anymore. Here, you matter. Each video cassette on our shelves is a 100% unique and totally organic horror experience, magnetically and neurologically infused with the true sensory experience of someone that witnessed terror, extreme trauma, or death in either our dimension or an adjacent one in our metadimensional stack. And most importantly, they're ethically sourced, harvested directly by our corporate curators from a once-living human brain. So why should you choose Gray Matter Video? Because we offer a unique horror experience like no other from our sole remaining location at 40...
Do not listen to this advertisement. Do not go to Gray Matter Video. They are warping your perception. They are altering your brain chemistry under the guise of harmless entertainment. They cannot be trusted.
And either way, it's not like it's your brain getting harvested, so it's really no worse than what happens to cows so you can buy a gallon of milk. Anyway, we offer two-day rentals, three-day rentals, and our Monday Funday double feature snack pack, which include...
There is a specter haunting your local shopping center. Don't let them deceive you. Your neurochemical receptors have already been affected. Do not go to sleep. Do not listen to white noise. And lock your doors. Stay awake. Stay alert. And do not, under any circumstances, go to great...
Hello?
You understand why it's hard for me to believe you.
It's my skin crawl just thinking about it.
If it's what I think it is, no,
that's impossible.
What is that there?
Everything's fine.
You gotta get out of here.
Don't. What's going on? Are you alright?
I want to listen for the next couple of seconds.
Don't you take another step.
What's happening to me?
Even for me, this is a weird one.
Sorry about that interference. It should be taken care of now. Some people just don't know how to have fun. But if you want good old-fashioned psychedelic horror and science fiction without having to turn your brain off, there's really only one choice. Gray Matter Video. We know you can't resist.
Gray Matter, an acid horror anthology podcast. New episodes monthly, each one narrated and fully acted for your listening pleasure.
I'll see you there. And don't touch that dial.
Subscribe now.
Ah, there you are. And where have you been, mister? Are you serious, Larry? I told you, no web snacks before big meals. You'll ruin your appetite. Now, go wash your legs and in between your claws. It's time for dinner.
The candles burned steadily, casting a long shadow on the wall surrounding the dinner table. The wax had dripped down the candles, pooling together at the base of the steel holders. The dinner table was set beautifully, the candles merely a finishing touch to the masterpiece. They sat around the table, food waiting to be dished. These congenial family dinners having become a tradition ever since Simon's first visit home from university. He missed home terribly and immensely cherished the quality family time he was granted on his yearly trip back home. He couldn't know for sure, but it was fairly reasonable to assume his family missed him equally as much. Not to mention, these family dinners were a lovely escape from the typical university diet that consisted of minute noodles and bulk bananas that turned brown the day they were bought. He always made a point to cook these lavish meals. Not just because he enjoyed cooking, but also to showcase his talents and treat his family to specialty dishes he had borne witness to on the various cooking shows he indulged in when he wasn't studying. Here they were now, tremendous roast beef with potatoes and Yorkshire pudding before them. Glasses of wine poured for each of them, even his underage brother, seeing how this was a special occasion. He was allowed one glass of wine. Dressed in their Sunday finest, they looked the part of a family having a meal in a movie or similar setting. The two brothers dressed matching brown chinos with white shirts and blue blazers. Their father, sitting at the head of the table, was donned in a full black suit with a white shirt. Diana, the mother of the house, sat in a stunning blue summer dress with pearls around her neck.
Let us pray.
Yet another family tradition, this one undertaken before meals. Their heads were bowed as the prayer said rose to the heavens. Food dished and plates full, Simon talked about university. He told them of the assignments he had completed, the societies and clubs he participated in, and the many friends he had made. Truthfully, he was failing nearly all the units he was undertaking, had been rejected from joining the clubs and societies he had applied for, and had two friends he saw on a regular basis. But the food was good, and the company better. So what harm would a couple of white lies do? He filled up his wine glass more than a few times as the stories he told flowed. Liquid to lubricate the lies, perhaps. The wax at the bottom of the candles had pooled even more since the start of dinner. The shadows danced on the wall merrily, seemingly imitating the splendor of the family dinner being shared. Simon looked at his brother Kyle, and his heart filled with love. He missed his brother more than anything when he was away, and being back with him meant the world to Simon. Sitting at the table, his story stopped and his thoughts drifted away, far, far away. He recalled a time when they were young, much younger. They were typical young kids. They didn't get along, as siblings often don't. In this particular incident being recalled, Simon had broken a lamp in the living room, and when asked by his mother about it, he blamed Kyle. Needless to say, Kyle was given a spanking by their extremely stern mother. Lamenting on the wrongful punishment he had caused on his younger brother, he felt a pang of regret and sadness. Kyle had grown to be such an incredible brother to him, even after the mistreatment bestowed upon him. Simon wiped the tear building up in the corner of his eye quickly, pretending to scratch his eye. Looking at his parents now, the love he felt for them overwhelmed him, and he excused himself to the bathroom to quell the tears and compose himself. His parents had been nothing but great to him all his life, granting him every desire and wish, being there for him in every way imaginable. God, how he loved them. He wouldn't trade them for the world. He looked at himself in the harsh bathroom light and saw his eyes were red from crying. No matter. Red eyes were also a symptom of fatigue. He would just say he's tired. He sat on the edge of the bathtub and looked down at the checkered floor tiles, becoming almost hypnotized by the constant black and white design. Snapping out of the daze, he looked around the bathroom. It was all the same as it was last time he was home. Nothing had changed. The fuzzy blue toilet seat cover still sat atop the lid. The toothbrushes all grouped together in a cup on the sink, and the colored towels for each family member hanging on the towel rail. His bedroom had remained equally untouched since his departure. The single bed still sat on the side of the room, with his desk occupying the opposite side. His karate trophies and medals still hanging on the shelf above his bed, and the incredible collection of comic books sprawled under the bed. It was his sanctum. He had moved from the bathroom, now lay on his bed, taking in the tranquility and joy of being at home. Simon drifted asleep. When at last the bright beams of sunlight woke him up, he realized he had left his family sitting, waiting for him at the table. Silly him. He stood up and stretched, taking off the blue blazer that had now been very creased having been slept in. He walked down the stairs and made his way to the dining room. The shadows cast on the wall made it evident the family now sat waiting for him to have breakfast. He greeted them warmly and apologized for his rude behavior the night before, sitting down beside his brother. It wasn't long before the terrible smell wafted in around him.
I need to take better care of you guys if we're to continue these lovely dinners we have.
He pushed his chair back and walked to the kitchen. Reaching under the sink, he grabbed the formaldehyde. He would need to make a better mixture, but for now, the formaldehyde would be sufficient. He walked back to the dining room table and took his family, one by one, to the garage. He needed to fix them to stop the smell. They had grown stiff again, and his mother's skin had begun to peel from her face again. He would have to try to stitch or staple them back on. He couldn't bear to lose them. He just loved them way too much. What better way to be able to have them around forever than to keep them preserved? He took their dinner clothes off and laid them on his work table. He could not afford to be so forgetful. He had to take better care of them, or they would not make it to the next time he came home. There was no way he was going to lose them after doing everything he could to keep them. They were going to be fresh forever. This world would not take them from him. He had taken the necessary steps to ensure that. Living in an isolated house in a nobody town had its advantages. Nobody would find and take them from him. They would be here, waiting for his return so they could have their lovely family dinner.
This has been a Morbid Force production, and on this week's episode, you've heard Dinner, written by Alexander Hickey and narrated by Matthew Trevino and Kyle Bone. Our theme music this season is For I Had Died Long Ago Inside This Place by Valentine Wolf. How did you like Alexander's work, travelers? Well, that was just a taste. If you want more of it, head over to our Patreon account and become a Patreon today and listen to The Ranger Files by Alexander Hickey, our exclusive bonus content for this season. You can follow us on Twitter or X and Instagram and on Discord to stay up to date on all the happenings within the forest. Interested in more morsels of the forest? Then join our Patreon. As a faithful traveler, you'll receive exclusive access to early episode releases and a bonus series I just mentioned, and deals on merch for only $3 a month. So if you want to help us keep the lights on, then go ahead and head to patreon.com/themorbidforest. Want to write us a little love letter? Then send it to themorbidforest@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time on The Morbid Forest.